Hello, I'm Paul Davis, and on behalf of my partners, I'm pleased to provide you with this excerpt from our second quarter 2010 client letter. Debt levels in developed countries around the world, as well as in many states, a pullback in spending by consumers, great for the long term, but painful for the economy in the short term, and a focus on more speculative investments, as if there's been no turmoil in the financial world over the past 2 years. Lately, we hear much chatter on themes that we've been discussing for a while. As these concerns became more recognized, stock markets around the world became more volatile, with the U.S. having gone from being up a few percent at the end of March to being down about 7% by the end of June. As we write this in July, the market is back to about even for the year. Certainly, we're not giddy about seeing the economy struggle and the stock market fall. However, the first step to fixing a problem is admitting that one exists. We recently saw a poll cited where two-thirds of Americans were concerned about the increasing size of the federal deficit, while the remaining one-third were worried about the risks of a weakening economy. To us, this seems healthy. We acknowledge the non-trivial risks of an overzealous commitment to austerity. Significant and prolonged deflation is not a fire we wish to play with. However, as the sheer math of the deficits becomes more clear, the prospects for individuals and for companies becomes more uncertain. Speaking with our companies reveals some consistent themes. First, consumers are being careful. Retailers continue to see spending patterns suggesting that many are living paycheck to paycheck. People see their neighbors out of work or afraid of losing their jobs, and so they, too, become more cautious. Savings rates in the U.S. are holding at or above 4% of income. Households are replenishing their coffers. Industrial companies tell us that they are not seeing weakness in the global industrial economy. Inventory levels are good and reorders are healthy. But they have all their antenna up looking for any signs of weakness. More importantly, they're being very cautious about hiring and investing in new machinery and equipment. As we've cited in the past, the persistence of workers who remain out of work for 6 months or more is unprecedented. Long term, this implies the rise of a new, more cautious generation of consumers and workers. Our economy may lose a little of its mojo. We're seeing an attractive opportunity in the sorts of strong global companies we own for you. Historically, to invest in a group of these businesses, one had to pay a significant premium to the rest of the market. In fact, during the early 1970s, speculators were willing to pay valuations that were as much as triple the market averages. Today, the premium we pay is about 10%. It's a nice luxury to be able to buy a Rolls-Royce for the price of a 20-year-old Kia. On top of that, we receive a yield that is about 40% higher than the overall market from companies with balance sheets that are strong, in many cases, with no debt. Let's think about that for a moment. If we pay only a 10% premium for these companies, we capture the following benefits. Number one, in a time of great uncertainty, we hold a group of companies with almost no chance of bankruptcy. It is hard to go bankrupt with a strong balance sheet. One that is stronger, in fact, than many governments. Two, we get paid a much higher income for holding these stocks that are, in fact, safer than the average stock. Three, we receive income that is similar to that of longer-term corporate bonds, but we also get a chance for dividend increases over the years, which are highly likely given these companies' prospects, and we get more favorable tax treatment than bonds. Four, we take very little valuation risk versus buying lower quality stocks. These companies are the cheap stocks in the market today. It is highly unusual to see this sort of opportunity. 20 years ago, we'd consider these sorts of stocks cheap if we could buy them at a 25% premium to the overall market. Today, they are even cheaper. The world is still topsy-turvy. Greece, Spain, and Portugal are a mess. North Korea is run by an increasingly desperate madman. The U.S. federal deficit is likely to keep growing for a number of years. But in this uncertain world, we can feel more comfortable knowing that we own businesses for you that are strong, profitable, and growing. We have even more comfort knowing that we own them at bargain prices. If we do get surprised by much stronger economic growth than anyone expects, we suspect that our solid, steady companies will do worse than the overall market. That is a surprise we would all welcome, and we'll adapt your investments accordingly. But if, as is more likely, the world continues to be more than a bit treacherous, then the strength of your companies should provide a relative haven in stormy seas. We hope you're well. As always, please don't hesitate to call with questions or comments. The views expressed in this sample quarterly letter are those of Marble Harbor Investment Council and are subject to change at any time, and MHIC disclaims any responsibility to update such views. None of the information contained herein is intended as investment advice or securities recommendations. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results.